The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
I started to say, let the conspiracies begin, but to be more accurate, let the conspiracies continue. I'm going to get to the NASA story here in just a moment. NASA, not Nassau, NASA. But first, breaking news, the New York City Medical Examiner has released the autopsy of Jeffrey Epstein and his conclusion. He hung himself, committed suicide in his jail cell. That is the official conclusion of the New York City Medical Examiner. There was no indication of strangulation, no fingerprints, no indication that someone had their hands on his neck. All of the evidence is consistent with suicide by strangulation in his cell. Will that convince people who want to think of a conspiracy? No. Is that what really happened? I don't know. I will take the New York City Medical Examiner's word for it. The conspiracy theories are going to go crazy, as they always do. If this is the case, it was horrible negligence, on the part of the staff, and I would assume there will be discipline, possibly prosecution, for folks who were charged with watching Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, one of the most high-profile prisoners in all of America. So anyway, that is the breaking news. New York City Medical Examiner has concluded. It is official. Death by suicide. Death by hanging in his cell. And I'll leave it at that. All right. I love this story. I absolutely love this story. Headline, scientists determine number of Earth-like planets in the universe. Sometimes I am absolutely amazed at the arrogance of some scientists. We have no clue, honestly, how big the universe is. We really don't. There are estimates of how big the universe is, but if you will remember just, you know, it's been just 3 or 4 months ago, the scientific community came together and said, we were way off on the size of the universe. It's probably, I don't remember what it was, 10 times, 100 times, thousands, I don't remember, but they said, it's much, much, much bigger than we ever estimated. We were completely wrong. Scientists, astronomers have no clue. Well, I take that back. They have a clue, but they don't know how big it is. But anyway, here's the story. And I'm quoting, scientists have figured out the number of planets in the universe that resemble Earth and orbit stars like our sun. Researchers with NASA's Kepler mission use the Kepler Space Telescope's findings to create new models of imaginary universes that they then watch to see how many stars and planets would have been captured by the telescope and how many would have been overlooked. Keyword, imaginary. Imaginary. They're guessing. Now, it's an educated guess, and I admit these people are far, far, far more intelligent than I am. I admit it, but imaginary? Yeah. Quote, they found that it's likely that one in four stars has a planet or planets about the size of Earth with years of similar length. Now, they don't give us a number, but if one in every four stars, there are billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions, and on top of that, a few more billion stars. And they're estimating now that one out of every four stars has a planet or planets similar to Earth with years of similar length, similar distance from the sun, and so forth. In other words, planets that would have atmospheres and climates like Earth. Kepler discovered planets with a wide variety of sizes, compositions, and orbits. Eric B. Ford, professor of astronomy and astrophysics at Penn State University, and one of the research team leaders told news sources, we want to use those discoveries to improve our understanding of planet formation and to plan future missions to search for planets that might be habitable. However, simply counting exoplanets of a given size or orbital distance is misleading, since it's much harder to find small planets far from their star than to find larger planets close to their star. We use the final catalog of planets identified by Kepler and improved star properties from the European Space Agency's Gaia spacecraft to build our simulations, added Dan Lee Sue, a Penn State graduate student and the paper's first author. By comparing the results to the planets cataloged by Kepler, we characterize the rate of planets per star and how that depends on planet size and orbital distance. Our novel approach allowed the team to account for several effects that have not been included in previous studies. So in other words, we believe that our guesses are better than previous guesses. Now, I'm not making fun. I'm trying to analyze. The authors of this study are saying this is imaginary. We are projecting, but we honestly believe that our guesses are better guesses than previous guesses. So, let's say that one in four stars have a planet similar to ours, similar distance from their star and so forth. But let's say that out of those one in four, let's say that only one in a thousand would have a similar climate and so forth as Earth. That would still be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions, possibly billions of planets with a similar orbit, similar size, similar climate to Earth. Okay. Are you ahead of me? If this is true and evolution is true, there is life everywhere. If this is true, and life on Earth came about purely by evolutionary means, no divine intervention, no divine creator, nope, just purely natural means, that would mean there are hundreds of millions of planets that could sustain life, and if evolution is true, and there is life everywhere in our universe. Which would mean Earth is sending millions of radio signals into the universe, hoping that somebody will answer. Now, this is not an incredibly scientific conclusion, and I admit it. But what I am saying is the fact that we have not discovered life anywhere else would seem to be strange and bizarre considering the pure, awesome number of planets where life should have evolved. Well, but Bob, those are light years away and the radio signal. I know. I get that. But if the universe is truly millions and millions and millions of years old, you would think we would be getting some kind of communication by now from those millions of planets where certainly life has evolved as it did on the Earth. I think this kind of research does not bode well for those who truly are diehard evolutionists. But what do I know? I'm a Baptist preacher that does a talk show. All right. We're going to take a break and we will slowly evolve into some important messages. And then when we come back, I will evolve into more discussion.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
You've probably seen the article that's been around for, it's been around for 10 or 20 years. We are sorry to report a death, and, you know, it catches your attention. And it says, common sense has died. And then there's the whole obituary for common sense. Well, it is true. Common sense is dead. In many portions of our country, many areas of our culture, and I know this is a continuing theme, and some of you probably get tired of it, but the farther left you go, either theologically or politically, the more common sense dies. Let me illustrate it. State of Vermont is one of the farthest left states in America. Far, far, far left. Here's the headline. Vermont considers abolishing age limits for tax-funded sex change surgery. Now, before I get into the story, may I remind you of something that almost all of you know. It is a proven fact that when children are confused about their sexuality and their gender, a 4-year-old boy thinks he's a girl. A 5-year-old girl thinks she's a boy. A 7-year-old girl thinks she's a boy. An 8-year-old boy thinks that he's a girl. In upwards of 80% of those cases, by the time they reach their late teenage years, they accept their birth gender. They go back. Even those who lived, you know, the 10-year-old boy who wants to dress like a girl at school, that 10-year-old boy, there's about an 80% chance that by the time that 10-year-old boy who is dressing like a girl gets to 17 or 18, that boy will say, boy, I was sure wrong. Of course I'm a boy. And they identify with their birth gender, upwards of 80%. Keep that in mind. Here's the story. Vermont parents will be able to take children of any age for gender reassignment surgery at taxpayers' expense if the regulators in Vermont adopt a proposed rule to abolish the state's minimum age requirement for covering the procedure under Medicaid. Proposed in May of this year, the rule promises to expand access to, quote, gender affirmation surgery, including 16 genital-related surgeries as well as breast augmentation or removal under Medicaid, by eliminating the previous requirement that patients be at least 21 years old. All right. No matter where you are on this transgender thing, a life-altering, permanent decision should be left to adults, don't you think? Someone who is 21 years old? Do you really believe that a 10-year-old has the ability to make a decision that will change the rest of their life? Now, when I was growing up, all 10-year-old boys wanted to be either a fireman or a policeman. That's changed dramatically today. But when I was 10 years old, everybody wanted to be a policeman or a fireman. What if people would have allowed 10-year-old boys back then at 10 years old? All right, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a policeman. Okay, well, from now on, you are set. You're determined, can't change it. That means when you are 21 years old, you will be a policeman. Who in their right mind would accept that? 10-year-olds do not have the ability, the maturity, the knowledge, the intellect, the experience to make decisions that will change their life and be locked into it. And sex reassignment, gender reassignment surgery locks you in. So currently, in Vermont, you got to be 21 years old. If this new rule is passed, patients younger than 18, quote, would need only provide documented informed consent of a parent, legal custodian, or guardian. Not even a doctor. You say, well, what parent would allow a 12-year-old to have gender reassignment surgery? Today, a lot of them. Oh, my goodness. There is a very real possibility that this will become law in the state of Vermont. Imagine 10-year-olds, 12-year-olds, 9-year-olds being given hormonal therapy and sexual reassignment surgery at taxpayers' expense. Children. As I said, the farther left you go, the less common sense. This is Vermont. I hope and pray that common sense will be resurrected to at least some extent in the state of Vermont before this legislation goes into effect. I cannot imagine the damage that will be done to children with goofy parents, loony leftist parents who say to their 10-year-old, well, if you really want to become a girl, it's okay with us. We'll make sure you get the sexual reassignment surgery. All right. Quick break. We'll be back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.